we have people on our staff who've only known one pope in their lives and have an image of John Paul II as a determined but frail old man. I covered John Paul on a couple of papal trips, including his first visit to the United States in 1979. He was younger, vigorous, and unabashedly made noises for children in Madison Square Garden, and he courteously but pointedly answered some of his critics in Boston, Washington, and Chicago. Reporters are often skeptical of faith. We are professionally obliged to be the ones who say, "Why, really, and prove it." We found ourselves quoting individuals who saw him and said, "I disagree with the Pope about women priests or birth control, but I love him." I remember a man who saw the Pope in Iowa who said he disagreed with him on many issues. "I get upset if politicians don't agree with me," he explained, "but the Pope is a spiritual leader. I want him to challenge my beliefs." In a world sown with confusion and fear, John Paul seemed to radiate the serenity of conviction. He believed in peace, he was against abortion, and opposed the death penalty. He resisted communism, totalitarianism, and capitalist materialism, and saw each belief as part of the same seamless garment of faith. I sometimes thought that instead of trying to analyze sentences from his homilies, we reporters might have better understood the message he sought to bring by just listening to him celebrate Mass. Each time he uttered the words, he seemed to believe them utterly. He believed in one God who made heaven and earth. He believed that Jesus Christ was begotten of God and endured the agonies of trial and crucifixion for our sake, then rose from the dead to show the way to everlasting life. I remember watching John Paul's hands when he said Mass at Chicago's Grant Park. They looked rough and beautiful as he slashed the air in the sign of the cross or held up a communion wafer. It wasn't likely that the Pope had performed any manual labor for years. He'd become a seminarian, an actor, and a philosophy student as a young man. But the Pope had once worked in a stone quarry in Poland and still had the shoulders and hands of a man who had lifted at broken rocks. He had the kind of hands you might see on a steel worker. When he raised them before a crowd of a million or more to say, "Let us proclaim the mystery of life," I thought people in the slums and suburbs of Chicago, Calcutta, and Sao Paulo could recognize them as hands from their own lives. John Paul worked hard. He blessed millions. He comforted solitary souls. He suffered and endured. He raised his hands in prayer, and his hands moved history. Abba Pater, for John Paul.